Today we are talking with Casey Williams with DVHHS. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
We appreciate you taking time and coming in and talking with us. You know, we hear a lot about DVHHS and, Coats for Kids and all these other programs. Today we're kind of talking a different program that people may or may not know a lot about that's available. Let's dig right in and talk about opioids. Still a very big issue, and you guys have got a program to help.
Yeah, absolutely. For both Jackson and Cottonwood counties, the Opioid Settlement Advisory Council, it was created to advise both county governments on where to put the money for efficient and effective spending to alleviate some of those issues from the opioid epidemic. It started from a national settlement in 2021. There was a $26 billion that was awarded to the state of Minnesota and other states who had entered into the lawsuit. And Jackson and Cottonwood counties themselves are receiving about a total of $1.1 million over the course of the next 12 years. It started getting paid out a few years ago, and Jackson County expects about $527,000, and Cottonwood County expects about $651,000. Over those years. And so last year was the first year that money was awarded for community initiatives, for treatment and recovery, for harm reduction and prevention, for trying to solve some of these issues from the opioid epidemic.
So these funds, I mean, they are set aside for an awful lot of different opportunities for people to help. Let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the programs that were implemented last year, or have you started getting applications for this year? Where are we at with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We are opening up our 2026 application on August 4th. Details can be found on our website, dvhhs.org/opioid. And you can see examples of past awardees of previous projects. An example was a youth prevention initiative that was funded to a local organization called Rainbows. And that money helped pay for a prevention program for kids who are at risk of substance use from opioids. We are looking for community initiatives. It could be a new organization. It could be an established organization who has done work with this in the past. This is just the second year of it. And we're just looking for applications for projects that will work on a few different areas, specifically prevention, law enforcement, harm reduction, and treatment and recovery. And so public health acts as the chief strategist to guide how those dollars are going to be dispersed in that hosting of the Opioid Settlement Advisory Council. And that council, it is representative of people in the community, whether they work in healthcare, law enforcement, education, and also community members with lived experience, to try to get that money where it needs to go in the most effective and efficient way, an equitable way.
Now, is it a one-year program when you sign up? Do you sign up every year to keep going, like something that started like the Rainbows? Do they reapply this year, or are they in it for the long haul?
That's a great question. The way the contracts work is you have a one-year work plan. So you apply in the fall, but the work plan starts in January and runs till December. And you can have your project be funded for 1 year, one and done, applicants will be considered in the future as well. If it's another continuation of the program, depending on how that project went, if it was successful or not, the council will vote on and recommend projects for funding to both Jackson and Cottonwood counties. And ultimately, it's up to the counties themselves and their commissioners to approve of funding. So it just depends on what the applicant says and where the project is and if there's a good chance for success or not.
Yeah, I'm guessing there are lots of guidelines as far as what types of projects would qualify, or is it pretty broad?
There is what's called the Colorado Blueprint, and those guidelines follow some of those categories I mentioned earlier. So within prevention, there are a few strategies within there that the council will look for to see, is this project meeting, maybe it's an evidence-based practice and a solution, maybe it's culturally tailored and specific to a certain population. So when it comes down to scoring these applications, we follow some of the more established blueprints from across the country. And that was used also to start this council as well.
Okay. Okay. So as far as groups that are able to apply, are there limitations as far as types of groups?
We are keeping the applications open. It's relatively new in the granting process. We just want to see what the community needs and what the council can potentially recommend for funding. And so applications are open to an established business. It could be a person who's starting up a business. It could be a private, nonprofit, community-based organization. The council will review applicants for anything of quality and worthy, and if it is scored in a way that you can recommend for funding, they will pass it to the county, each county for that consideration.
Okay, now you mentioned applications are being taken starting in August, right?
Yep. Applications, they open August 4th, and we're doing it a little bit different this year, so there is a soft deadline and a hard deadline period. So August 4th through August 28th, it's a soft application period that we're doing. And so you can do an application and you can send it in and also ask questions during that time. And we will post answers to the website for all to see, de-identified from people, to not show favoritism, just trying to get people in a space where they can get as much information to the council as possible, just to effectively know that this money is going for this certain purpose and it will do some good in Jackson and Cottonwood counties. And then the council will provide that feedback as well as comments and suggestions to applicants as well, and generalized and posted to the website as well in a way to, again, not show favoritism, but just so if we're giving a suggestion to one applicant, all applicants can see it. And so it'll be generalized in that way. And then from then into October 2nd, that's the hard deadline, and no applications will be considered past then. And so this is just an effort to get as much information out of this out of these applicants as possible, to know that this money is being dutifully spent and we're being stewards of these dollars, because this is a settlement that when this money runs out, it's gone. And so it's not clear, you know, what the future holds, but until 2038 is when the last payment from the settlement is supposed to get to Jackson and Cottonwood counties. So we're just trying to make it
make sure that money gets used.
Yeah, absolutely. Correctly. Yes, yeah. Yep, absolutely. And not to be the holders of the money by any means, and to get this to the people who can help those who need it.
So what, when you look at this and you look at the long term over the next 10 years or so, what are your goals? What do you hope to see as we move forward?
Well, I can't say for sure of my own goals, but I know that the council is looking for long-term sustainability with some of these projects. So an example of that is a dedicated youth prevention program. That is one of the recommendations that the Colorado Blueprint has had. And so organizations across the country are trying to find a way to have one of those programs in their area whether it be through a school or a youth-based group. If you remember DARE, that's a program that was in the early 2000s and mid-2010s. So a program like that for opioid abatement. And so to look at something like that in a long-term lens, I would say that is a goal. For treatment and recovery, getting people the treatment they need as well, for those who can't afford it, their insurance can't pay for it, as well as supporting law enforcement to respond in a way in ways that they otherwise can't, through other means and other money. And then for harm reduction, just to maximize how we can reduce harm from using these drugs.
Very good. A lot of information, I'm guessing, is on the website.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The website, the website is dvhhs.org/opioid, and you can look at the application. It would go through August 4th. It starts August 4th, and questions can be directed to opioid@dvhhs.org, and the email is on the website as well.
Very good. Anything else we need to mention about this?
I would just say past awardees and examples of previous projects, they can be also found on the website as well. The council is just looking for any quality application that can be used to fund and to help alleviate some of the effects that these drugs have caused in the communities.
Well, and the funds are there, so
yes.
Put in an application.
Mm-hmm. There are $24,000 that you can apply from each Jackson and Cottonwood County, depending on if your project has their objectives and their strategies that can serve both counties, or if you are just looking to have a project be for Jackson residents. You can just apply for that one pot of money for that county. So you could potentially have a total of $48,000 awarded to you and your organization, $24,000 from each county, just depending on if your service area is both counties. And then, of course, if the council recommends you for funding to the board of both Jackson and Cottonwood, and they ultimately decide on who is getting funded, they just make the recommendations.
All right. Well, we appreciate you talking with us today. This is a great program, and hopefully groups, organizations, businesses take advantage of it.
Yes, please. Please consider applying and ask any questions.
All right. Casey, thank you for talking with us today.
Thanks, Steve.
Casey Williams with DVHHS, and that will do it for today on KDOM.